the thought of, that I would have to do anything today, but I was prepared, so praise God, you know. I think I want to start out in prayer. Brother Rogers, would you lead us in prayer, please? You know, I was able to just quickly ask Theta this morning how her scan went this past week, and she said it was positive, so praise the Lord for that too, you know. And we love you, Theta. We're always praying for you. Today I'd ask you, the title of this devotion is Wholehearted or Foolhearted? The world has always been a mess, all the way back to the time of Adam in the garden when sin came upon the scene. I grew up in post-World War II Korea, America, when the U.S. was, I think, at its greatest period of all time, both economically and spiritually. Sure, sin still did abound back then, but we can mostly agree that our world today is a much more wicked and an evil place than it's ever been. I thought about the school shootings that we've had in the past and the church shootings, and that led me to today's devotion. The world has always been a bad place, really. But let's read. In Genesis 6, verses 5 through 6, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart." Can you imagine our God feeling bad that he ever created us to start with? That's how bad we are. It's a mess. So we see there's a problem with the heart of man. Mark 7:2, "The Pharisees and some of the scribes saw some of the disciples eat bread with their unwashed hands, and they found fault with that." Jesus in verse 15 told the crowd, "There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him." So what he's saying, there's nothing you can put into this body that can defile the man. What defiles the man is already here. It's the heart. We have a wicked, evil heart. That's why David prayed, "Lord, create in me a clean heart." That's what he wanted. So there is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him. Those are they that defile the man. When Jesus had entered into the house, the disciples still did not understand what he was talking about. So in verse 18, Jesus saith unto them, Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever things come from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? We can't put anything in this body that can defile the man. As I said, it's already inside of us, you know. Because it entereth not into the heart, but into the belly. Everything we can put in here goes into the belly. It doesn't go into the heart. And it goeth out into the draught. And to me, I guess that just means what you put in comes out, you know. So that's as close as I'll come to that. Purging all meats from the body. And he said, That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. Well, what's the Lord talking about? Verse 21. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. That's a lot. All these evil things come from within, and they defile the man. Again, nothing you put in the body defiles the man. It's what comes out of you. Again, Jesus said in Matthew 15:18, But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. A lot of people think the brain is the center of activity in all of us. It's not. It's the heart. They defile the man. And he lists all of these already mentioned sins once again, everything I just read to you. We all have a heart condition. Many of us here today have had issues with our hearts. I know Eugene's had a few problems with his. Many of us have had. Some of us are on heart medications, different things like that. But we all have a heart problem. We all have a spiritually bad heart condition. We are sinners, whether saved by grace or as lost and undone in sin as we can be, we still have a sinful heart because the old man, that old sinful nature still lives within our hearts. We're never going to get rid of that guy. We're saved, sure. We have a new creature. We're a new creature. We have a new nature with the Holy Spirit living within us, but we still have the old man living within us as well. He's the one that sins. It's not the spiritual man. It's the sinful old man. Remember, the saved are forgiven, and the lost are not. We are responsible to God for all the deeds and sins done in the flesh. We will stand accountable to God one day. You might think that the brain is the most, and I've already mentioned this, you might think that the brain is the most important part of your body. Again, you would be wrong. The heart is the main headquarters where all the orders come from within you, either from God or from Satan. Or just, again, by your old nature. The new heart, according to Ezekiel 36:26, is where the Holy Spirit lives in you if you're saved. And in Ezekiel 36:26, it says, A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. The heart of man is so bad, we need a well-known heart specialist. the great physician, Dr. Jesus. Folks, I was a code blue in need of urgent care when he came to me the day he saved my soul. I'm sure many of you can attest to that as well. Do you think the saved child of God is perfect? Are you saved? Then you know you still sin. Look at David. He was a man after God's own heart, yet sin still dwelled in his heart and in his life. His old nature still lived within him. And obviously that's not an excuse to sin. So there is a cure for the sinful heart. There's not 100% heart cure while we live in these fleshful, sinly bodies here on the earth, but salvation of the Lord changes a whole lot of other things within us. Number one, we now know we have access to the Lord of glory. We can go to Him when we are down, when we're not feeling well. Jeremiah 24:7 says, "And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart." Salvation gives us the ability to access God and to ask forgiveness for our sins, and God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. David knew he was a sinful man in Psalm 51. He pours out his soul in prayer. He asks God to create in him a clean heart and to renew in him a right spirit. In closing, the heart of man will always be needy in this flesh. Salvation helps us to combat sin and the effects of Satan and the world on our hearts. We thank God for His Son Jesus, who gave His life on the cross so that we could one day enter heaven when we leave this life. The Lord doesn't want half-hearted service from His children. Many of us have been here in church for 20, 30, 40 years, you know, more some. He wants us to serve Him with our whole heart. We love the Lord because He first loved us. And the closer we draw to God, the longer we serve Him. The closer we draw to God, the longer we serve Him, the easier it becomes to guard our hearts from outside influences. We don't want to hurt the Lord of glory and our Savior by living with sin in our lives. So we're not going to go out and deliberately sin. At least I hope not, you know. Our goal is to become as Christ-like as is humanly possible before we leave this world. Draw close to God and purify your hearts as best that you can. Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And with that, I don't know what our itinerary is for today, but we have 30 minutes until the worship service, and Dennis will be taking that. So I don't know. I guess maybe if you guys want to get together, women and men pray, I guess we'll do that. Or if you want to just sit around and shoot the breeze, I don't know. But I did pray last night that God would receive honor and glory with our service today, and that we would be able to worship Him. So I hope we get that accomplished today, and that's the best I got today. So.